Efforts are underway to help improve the soil health in grazing lands, and Eddie Jolly, conservation agronomist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, is encouraging owners of grazing land in Alabama to think about soil health.
We're excited, Randall, with the opportunity on the soil health and grazing lands relationships. We have a message we like to share with our producers and others about how well we can manage our grazing lands and the benefits that we receive because of the grazing land management. We're able to conserve water, but we're also able, because of the grazing management, we're actually building soil health. And that relationship together is a good way to conserve water and improve water quality downstream from our grazing lands. To do that, we have been able to purchase several rainfall simulators that are going to be available to our NRCS staff around the state, and they will use these rainfall simulators to demonstrate the benefits in grazing lands using various soil samples and pastures to show the benefits when it comes to how much water runs off of a field versus how much water actually infiltrates into the ground. It's a really good water quality relationship there, and it's also a really good water conservation relationship.
And Jolly encourages anyone in the state with grazing lands to learn more.
Anybody that's got grazing lands should see what's going on. Some of our producers are doing what they need to do right now, and some would benefit from seeing this. So they can stop by the field offices and talk with NRCS staff, ask questions about soil health, and maybe ask about trying to put together a program to demonstrate the benefits in grazing lands.
Again, just stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.